Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's July 24th, 1998. This is Gordon Puller with Shauna Lukien interviewing Catherine Chichinoff. I'd like to start with a little background information on when and where you were born.
I was born in Carlock.
Who were your parents?
Larry and Katie Illinac.
And one of your parents was from Mofognac?
My dad was from Mofognac. My mother was from Cape Douglas. Yeah.
And at some point you moved back to Mofognac, right?
No, well, after I got married, in 1958.
1958?
Uh-huh. From Carlock, we moved to Yuzinki. And then I lived there till I got married, and then I moved to Mofognac. And I think we lived in Mofognac not even 3 years, and we moved to Kodiak.
So had you visited Mofognac very much as a child?
No. I think I probably was 15, 16 when I first went to Mofognac. Mm-hmm.
What do you remember most about it?
Oh, beautiful. The most beautiful village on the island.
Do you recall how it was laid out with the Elliott Town and Ashantown?
Oh, yes. You know, in my time, I remember, uh-huh. Like that map there, if you said that was in 62, I should, you know, that's how I remember it.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice any difference in the way people saw themselves or acted towards each other, depending on which side of the village they lived in?
No, I don't think there was any difference. Uh-huh. I don't think so. Everybody got along.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was everybody's friend. We all helped each other. Because half of Mofognac were my relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you lived there from 1958 to...
I must have lived there from 58 to probably 62, I think. 62 uh-huh. is when we left, I think. October of 62.
Oh, maybe you're in that photograph.
I must be. Yeah, we're up in the woods there. Yeah.
So you, you were already out of school, so you had gone to school.
I just went to the eighth grade.
And you went to school in Carlock again, Yuzinki.
Yuzinki, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which side of the village did you live in?
I lived right in the middle. Uh-huh. Right in the middle of Mofognac, by the church, a short distance from the church.
Do you remember any stories that your father told you about living in Mofognac when he was young?
No, he never told us stories. You know, he always told my mother. Uh-huh. Like Clyda says, we weren't allowed to listen, so I really don't remember any. Just that from Mofognac he moved to Conadic, and he said he was a lonely man because he didn't have any family. He lived by himself. Other than that, I don't recall him telling.
Did he move to Conadic for the church?
I think that was why he left, for the purpose of the church. Because as long as I remember, my dad, he'd been a church reader.
And so then he went from Conadic to Carlock?
I think he went from Conadic. Well, he traveled all over Alaska, but I think he went back to Mofognac and then to Carlock.
Uh-huh.
And then from Carlock, he moved to Yuzinki. That's how I remember. But he traveled all over Alaska.
It sounded like he was a very effective leader in Carlock.
He was a very wise man. He was a lot of knowledge, self-taught. He was a good man.
my impression of things I've read is that he really motivated people in Carla.
He did, yeah. He did. Like Julie was one of them. She remembers. Mm-hmm. Yes, Charles, Clyda. He thought all these people, you know, but they never kept it up. Mm-hmm. He tried teaching us, but he said we weren't like the first batch. We didn't care, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. He was a good man.
It seems, from what I've heard and read, the system of government that they used then was a mixture of the church and the government, and it seemed to work really well, of what people have said. I was wondering if you remember how that worked. That
no, I don't. I don't. I know. All I remember him when he used to be a chief of the village. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody had respect for the. Mm-hmm. No, other than no, I don't remember anything else. But he used to work with the. He was on the back then the. What do you call the one of the delegates who were on the island for, like, you know, the fishermen. Mm-hmm. You know, like Jeff, Stefan, and them are on.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He was one of the delegates for that. Mm-hmm. And from my understanding, somebody said that he had, in fact, the letter was still somewhere around maybe Juneau or somewhere that he wrote when he was a delegate or something. I've mm-hmm. never seen it.
I have copies of the exchange of letters between him and Felix Cohen.
Yes, yeah, that's what I heard about. I've never seen any letters.
Very interesting.
I just heard of them, yes. I guess he was pretty good at what he did because he was voted back in again, so mm-hmm. I don't know.
So were both of his parents from Afognak as well?
You know, I don't know that. I don't know any family history.
Don't
know. Just like Alexandra said about her grandmother, she didn't care because she didn't know him. I don't even know my grandparents' names on either side.
Yeah. And what was your mother's name?
Maiden name was Noya.
Noya, and she was from Cape Douglas?
Cape Douglas, yes. And she was married to Lakeen before she married my dad. Mm-hmm. After her first husband passed away. Married my dad. And she had how many children with the first? I think five. And five, six, seven that I know of she had with my dad. Mm. And five of us are living.
So, but she had children with her
first husband, yes.
Are they
when
still
she
living?
Married my dad, she had three, four. Living.
There's are they still living?
Three of them are. Oh. Two sisters and a brother. Oh. In fact, my oldest brother, you know, took care of my mom and dad. We were too busy with our own lives, you know. We didn't have mm-hmm. the time, so he took care of them. Until they passed on, and it was, you know, quite a few years, and in the meantime, I had my own family. Mm-hmm. They understood that we had our own obligations, so. Took care of them.
Do you know what your mother's first husband's name was?
William Lakeen.
Oh,
yeah, William Lakeen, Lawrence and Afoni's brother, mm-hmm. Irene Graves. Yeah.
Your mother was Irene Graves?
In-law.
Oh.
No, Irene was my mom's sister-in-law.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my dad was a fisherman, you know, church reader. And after he married my mother, he never traveled anymore, just between Carlick and Larson Bay in the summertime, you know, he worked up there. But wintertime, we just lived on what he made during the summer. You know, we'd get our winter supply groceries and salt fish. And I don't think I went to Kodiak until I was, I didn't know there was such a place. When probably 14 years old when I went to the big city of Kodiak. Yeah.
Did you feel any particular pressure being the child of a man that was an important leader?
No. He was very good, you know, like nowadays when parents are broke, the kids know. We never knew whether we had money. We had what we needed. Mm-hmm. Plus, like Christmas time, we get all kind of gifts, you know. We never knew that people went broke or ran out of money. It was none of our business, so we didn't know things like that. Like nowadays you hear kids say, you know, my mom says we don't have any money. We never paid, we didn't know the difference. They took care of us.
So your husband was living in Afognak before you were married and then you moved there?
In Afognak, yes.
Was he raised there?
Yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. And he lived there until we moved to Kodiak after we got married.
So how did you happen to decide to move? Because it was...
Well, he was always gone fishing. You know, I had the three kids. It was so hard. We didn't have running water. I had to pack water. And I had to do it while the kids were in bed because I didn't like leaving them alone. I'd spill my own garbage and, you know, kerosene. And it was hard. It was hard. Had a lot of family over there, but they never helped. You know, his uncle was the only one that helped me, you know, with my kids, or if I had to run to the store. So he finally decided just to move us to Kodiak. And then we've been there since. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember getting after the tidal wave, and was there a period of time when you were wondering about Afognak and what
that
happened?
Was a story. I just got out of the hospital that day. I just had a baby. And I was out early because the hospital was so busy. In fact, the last night I was there, I slept in the hallway because Mabel Fenner, you remember her, the magistrate? She was so sick, they put her in the maternity ward. So they discharged me the next day. I got out, and of course, Sonny was taking care of the kids. We lived up on the hill behind the Kodiak Inn. Mm-hmm. And I was resting because after seventh child, I didn't have any energy left. I was laying there, and I thought the kids were jumping around. Angeline Anderson, my sister, was taking care of our kids. And I thought they were jumping, so I hollered. I said, "You kids, quit jumping around. Angeline, sit the kids down." She said, "No, they're all seated. We were going to have dinner." So I was laying on the couch, and my lampari was burning. But pretty soon the thing starts swaying. I jumped up, I said, "Earthquake." I said, "Get outside." And I forgot my baby in the bedroom on the top bunk. Our house was going like this here. I had to go back in and get her. So I told Angela, and I forgot my baby, so I went back in and I just grabbed her like this here. I barely made it outside. The motion was so strong. I was just about passing out. I finally got out there and I sat. My kids were real calm. I told them, "Don't be scared, we're having an earthquake." I said, "Just sit down." Their dad had gone downtown. Some guy had owed him money and he called him, so he went down. And the kids were fine. As soon as they saw their dad, they were just like seagulls. They all start crying. So I told them, "Just settle down." I said, "Something else is going to happen," because the sky was so black. Turned around, here's this mountain just like this. Looked down the break wall and it fell in. I knew it wasn't the end of the world, you know, but I had to be calm for my kids. I didn't really get scared until after the aftershocks were with me. I was afraid. We didn't have a car and we had to get on higher ground. We would have been safe where we were at. Of course, we didn't know. And then Cecil Scholl, you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He come pick us up, and they had four boys and themselves in this little car. And there was myself and five, six, there were seven of us, our kids with Sonny. And I got in the little car. We were the first ones up Pillar, so they led me and my baby into the building. And my kids were outside in a car with Sonny, and eventually they let everybody in. And we stayed up there, I think, till like 4 o'clock in the morning. We walked down, slid down Pillar Mountain. It was wet snow. We went to Phyllis and Cecil's. And as we were coming down, the whole downtown was all, you know, couldn't recognize anything because everything was just moved all over the place. So I got in, we got into Phyllis's, and she lived right up above Berg's there, up in the hill. Mm-hmm. So I went there, and wow. I just couldn't believe what I saw. I just couldn't believe the destruction. Terrible. And she had a house, so because she had her in-laws, everybody was staying there. I think we stayed there for 2 weeks, then we went back to our own place. But we'd have been safe where we were at. But just by chance, Phyllis said, you know, she didn't want us to stay home. That's what I remember of the 64 earthquake.
Do you remember hearing word about what had happened at Afognak?
We heard Afognak sunk. See, his folks were in Afognak, and they lived pretty close to the water. We didn't know what happened, so the next day, he just left the kids and I. He said, I have to go check on my folks. So he took his boat and he went over, and he brought his folks to Kodiak. And then we had a garage up above our place, so he just fixed it up, and that's where his folks lived, until they moved to Port Lions. And everybody was fine. Like, my folks were in Yuzinki, you know. By that time, we had known everybody was okay from the family.
Mm-hmm. What were Sonny's parents' names?
Selma and Alec Chichinok.
Is there anything else you can think of that I didn't ask you about to tell us about Afognak?
I don't think so. No, that's just that I've been married for 41 years. Seven children in all the 41 years have been devoted to my family, you know. I never left my family, even to Anchorage, until my baby was probably 2 years old. Never went anywhere. Devoted my whole life to my family, and I still am. Except for this break, I had to get away. But the day I got married until today, my life is still the same. If I had to do it over again, I'd do the same thing on it, but I'd wait till I was older.
Well, thank you very much for taking
time.
Thank
you. I was just kind of nervous about this.